and they are calling it the last chance for the Stop Trump movement to stop Trump before he gets the number of delegates that he needs to be the Republican nominee for president before the convention. That would be the winner-take-all Indiana GOP primary, which is tomorrow.
On the Democratic side, delegates are awarded proportionally. Bernie Sanders certainly wants to win some of those pledged delegates tomorrow, but he's also making a play for the free-floating Democratic superdelegates.
It is virtually impossible for Secretary Clinton to reach the majority of convention delegates by June 14th with pledged delegates alone. She will need superdelegates to take her over the top at the convention in Philadelphia. In other words, the convention will be a contested contest.
Let's take a look with Domenico Montanaro, NPR's politics editor. Start there, Domenico. Is Bernie Sanders right? We know that Hillary Clinton now has most of those superdelegates pledged to her. These are party officials, elected officials. Is he right that, A, she can't win without them with her pledged delegate count? And B, he seems to be implying he's going to get some of those superdelegates.
I mean, in practice, no. I mean, you know, he's spinning here is essentially what he's doing. Hillary Clinton is more than 90% of the way to the number she needs with superdelegates. And yes, they can vote however they want, but there is zero rationale for them to go vote for Bernie Sanders. Right now, Hillary Clinton has a 520-39 lead with superdelegates. And the rationales that you could make for superdelegates to switch, you'd say, well, they should vote for me because they voted because of how the vote went in my state. They should vote for me based on winning a pledged majority of those pledged delegates, or that Bernie Sanders' last point is that he does better than Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump. The last one, these are politicians. These are seasoned people. They know hypothetical matchups at this point don't really matter. The case has not really been litigated at this point, so that's out. The pledged majority, Hillary Clinton is winning that by 327 delegates, 1645 to 1318, much bigger than Barack Obama ever had in 2008. So not much of a rationale. These are a lot of superdelegates have been around for a long time. They know Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders is a new Democrat. So technically correct that she won't have the number until they all vote. But technically she won't have any of those votes until they all vote in July.
Nobody will. Well, the Wall Street Journal NBC poll that came out yesterday puts Clinton and Sanders in a virtual tie going into Indiana. But Donald Trump is now 15 points ahead of Ted Cruz. What does that mean on the Republican side?
Well, basically, the race will be locked up if Donald Trump is able to take all 57 delegates. Now, he's not going to have enough for a majority of those delegates yet, and he's still going to have some work to do. But to put in perspective, if he does win all 57 in Indiana, he would go up over 1,000 delegates, and he would be about 85% of the way there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty darn close, and it's going to be hard to take that away from him on first ballot at the convention, even if he's within 100, let's say.
Well, I want to ask you about that, because candidates are still preparing for that second round of balloting at the convention when pledged delegates are freed from their obligations to represent their districts voting. Over the weekend in Arizona, Ted Cruz lined up nearly all of that state's delegates, but not former Governor Jan Brewer, who is a Trump supporter, but there were apparently technical glitches with voting equipment. Her name was left off the ballot. You know, they run for these delegate positions. And she was heard exclaiming, "I've been cheated," when she failed to become a Trump delegate. Is that going to be more fuel for the Trump fire?
Well, look, Trump needs to win on first ballot, I think is what it tells you, because Ted Cruz has done a lot of machinations, a lot of work behind the scenes, and Ted Cruz has to, because Ted Cruz is mathematically eliminated from actually winning on first ballot at the convention. Donald Trump is the only candidate on the Republican side who can win on first ballot at the convention, and it's starting to look like he's going to have to, otherwise a second ballot's going to become really, really, really messy.
And where are we, by the way, on the Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton battle over the women's card? He's still defending his statement that she is playing it. She's still saying, bring it. She's giving out pink women's cards at her website. But then she also went on to say, I can handle men who go off the reservation. Does she mean Bill?
I think that's a lot of people look at that and say, you know, she's dealt with a lot of different things, certainly within her marriage. And she's been more honest about that or more open about that this time around than she wanted to be in 2008. And I think that it's sort of a trap for Donald Trump. I mean, going into playing the quote unquote woman's card, as he called it, you know, this doesn't end well for him. You know, I think it's a very difficult situation for him, and it's going to get very, very ugly very shortly.
Well, we'll see. But meantime, got pretty funny on Saturday night at the Nerd Prom. That's what they call the White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Obama's last one in office. We just want to give a listen. Here's a zinger aimed at Hillary.
And I am excited. If this material works well, I'm going to use it at Goldman Sachs next year.
And then there was one for Bernie Sanders.
I am hurt, though, Bernie, that you've been distancing yourself a little from me. I mean, that's just not something that you do to your comrade.
Ted Cruz called a basketball hoop a basketball ring, so let's listen.
What else is in his lexicon? Baseball sticks? Football hats? But sure, I'm the foreign one.
Yeah. And one at Donald Trump.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo. Because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
Domenico Montanaro, your thoughts on the president's performance?
Well, he all but endorsed Hillary Clinton, too, which kind of got overlooked. He said, you know, who knows who's going to be here next year, whoever that president she may be.
Right. But he was pretty fair across the board with the zingers. Domenico Montanaro, NPR's politics editor and also reviewer there at the end a little bit. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.